We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is currently 8:15. I mentioned earlier today I was outside at about 4:30 letting Betsy the boxer out, and it just felt to me like one of those chilly mornings when it's a cold Mardi Gras and you're setting up early on St. Charles Avenue and you know it's going to warm up somewhat and you're just excited and there's the air is dry and you're just ready for the parades to start rolling. Highs of 49 today, 48 tomorrow, so a little chilly. Then Sunday, a cold start, but highs of 64. It warms through next Wednesday to 74 with rain in and out, and then rainy and colder on Thursday with the advance of another front, and highs of 58. Let's hope we get all the rain behind us before the Mardi Gras parades start. Right now, I'll give you a perspective on where the current temperatures stand. 44 degrees in Covington. It's 45 in Kenner. 46 in Metree, and here in Belchase, it's 46. And we welcome in our good friend, Arthur Hardy, editor and publisher of the Mardi Gras Guide. How you doing, Arthur?
Bah humbug. No, what? I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Huh? What? Bah humbug? What are you talking about?
No, I'm ready.
What are you talking about, Willis?
We got a parade this Sunday, you know, New Orleans East, Nefertiti, 1 o'clock. So, it's not weeks away. It's hours away.
Tell me about the history of Nefertiti.
Well, it's a relatively new crew. They had a good first parade 2 years ago, and of course nothing last year, but they hadn't been a parade in New Orleans East in decades. And technically, it's not a Mardi Gras parade because it's not within the 12 days before Fat Tuesday. So they're not affected by, so they're not affected by a lot of the rules and regulations. They also have to pay for their own police because they're not within that Mardi Gras ordinance window where the city pays for the police. But their debut was really well received, and I'm expecting good things from them. And, you know, it's just 48 hours away, plus maybe, 46 hours away. I'm ready. Countdown to kickoff.
Just when I thought I knew everything about Mardi Gras, which I would never pretend to, but I am a local guy, I didn't realize that about the council setting a set or the city setting a set Mardi Gras season, and that's 12 days before Fat Tuesday itself.
Exactly right, and there are all kind of rules and regulations that parades have to adhere to. You know, the preseason parade, the Crew de Vue, which is very satirical, some would say raunchy, adult-rated and all, they could never get away with some of the things they do. Were they a quote-unquote Mardi Gras parade, because the ordinance would prohibit some of that, and that's why they're also allowed to go through the French Quarter. It's a small walking parade. There have been no real Mardi Gras parades in the French Quarter for 50 years, you know. So anyway, but we're excited. We had a good meeting with the mayor yesterday, and she left no doubt Mardi Gras is going to happen now with some big restrictions. And I guess that's the thing we really ought to focus on is what are these crews going to be required to do? And every crew captain has to verify that all members are either vaxxed or have been checked within 72 hours of the parade and they're COVID free, not just the members on the floats, but all participants, bands, dance groups, you know, anybody who's in the parade has to say that they're COVID free. And that's a tough thing to require and verify and most of all enforce. So we're going to see how that shakes out.
One thing that I saw from the meeting yesterday, I don't know who said it, but it was a soundbite that most bad things happen when the parade stops, so keep it moving.
Yes.
That just resonated with me because it seemed like it just was spot on.
No, it was. That was James Reese, a representative from Rex and co-chair of the committee, along with Roy James, who's the president of Zulu. And he's right. You know, that's when the crowds get restless and people have been drinking and they're waiting for things to happen, you know, and bad things happen. So a lot of emphasis on keeping the parades rolling. One of the really not even sidebar, but a big story that people have kind of ignored is the indoor masking requirements for carnival balls. And this includes everybody from Rex to Bacchus in the convention center to Demi in the Superdome. You know, masking is required indoors. And that's going to be really tough to enforce. I think the best we can hope for is that all the crew captains will do their best and say, look, this is what we're asking you to do. This is what we're required to do. Now let's do it. Now, what happens if some people don't do it? You know, I don't know. What do you do to the crew's trying their best to comply, and some people within the crew say, hey, I'm not going to do that. What do you do?
So wait, so when Rex and his queen are walking at the ball at 11:58, whatever it is, on Tuesday night, and it's bump, 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 he and the queen are going to be wearing masks?
Well, that's what's required. Now, we're going to have to see if that really happens.
Wow.
But everybody in the ballroom or on the floor is required to wear a mask. Not a pretty picture, that's for sure.
No, I never thought of it that way before until I just painted that picture. We'll pick it up when we come back with Arthur Hardy. If you have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. It is 8:21. Let's look at traffic on WWL. It is 8:25. We're talking to Arthur Hardy, editor, publisher of the Mardi Gras Guide, about what else? Mardi Gras, the mayor's, I guess, final Mardi Gras Advisory Council meeting was yesterday, Arthur?
The final one before the parades. Yeah, we meet four times actually, and this is the final one. And this is unusual for the mayor to appear. This is, I think, the second meeting in a row that she has attended, and was very, very upbeat and wanted to quell any even thoughts that maybe Carnival would be canceled or limited more than it already is with the changes. And she said, heck no, we're going, and was very positive. And Dr. Vegno spoke to everybody about the regulations, which, you know, she's got a tough job. Nobody doubts her sincerity and the mission of keeping people safe. Now, some people may think it's an overreach, but, you know, she just said we have to be safe. She said, hey, I don't like any of these regulations, but we've got to do it. But I think many people were hoping there'd be some wiggle room that, hey, if these numbers reach a certain point by mid-February before the parade start in earnest, that will back down on some of these. But she said, this is good through Fat Tuesday.
That Jennifer Vegno thing, it makes me ashamed for the people that did this. I don't know if there were people from New Orleans or not, but she said she stepped down as queen of Crew de Vue because of security issues and threats and so forth. That just disgusts me that somebody would do that.
Well, it's horrible. And the first message that came out made it sound, I interpreted, many people did, that she was stepping down for fear of COVID, you know, being on the float, she'd be exposed. And that was not the case, but that was kind of how the message came out. But it's still a bad message, you know, and you're right, it's a terrible, terrible thing. Mm-hmm. But the city's doing its best to make this thing happen safely. The route changes are still, nobody's happy about them either. But the good news is we're doing Mardi Gras, I'm surely glad about it as a businessman who has a lot invested in this.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see it happen. But again, safely, I don't want anybody to get sick. I don't want to get sick.
I'm getting some text here, Mark. What did NOPD have to say at the meeting or about security concerns, you know, a lot of crime in the city, et cetera?
Just that they've beefed up with the limited resources they have. They've beefed up their presence by augmenting it by state troopers and other, they mentioned even federal people would be here from Homeland Security to try to make sure everything's safe. There'll be more ambulances available this year. They've got a grant from, I don't know, but I don't think crime was not addressed at all, to answer your question. But I think everybody in the room felt like things are going to be well in hand this year, and shorter parade routes certainly means there's less area to patrol. The interesting thing is going to be about, you know, things like parking, which nobody talks about. When you have let's just make it up, a 6-mile parade that's now 4.5 miles, those people in the other mile and a half are going to have to come where the 4.5 miles isn't parked. Where do you park? It was hard to find parking places before. Can you imagine now all the people that used to be on Magazine Street now have to come someplace else to see the parade, and they got to bring a car. So it's going to be a job, but we're going to get through it, and we have to keep focusing on the good news as we're having Mardi Gras.
And a quick note, maybe 90 seconds on Jefferson Parish.
Well, the Family Grove finally released their entertainment schedule, which I don't have in front of me, but I know it was exciting. And this crew of Mad Hatters, which premiered 2 years ago, is back bigger and better than ever. I think it's going to be a solid year, not a great year, but I think things are going to get better in Metairie, doing everything they can. Speaking of Metairie, if I can get a plug in, I'm doing a signing tomorrow at Barnes & Noble in Metairie and Veterans. Come by your Mardi Gras card, I'll sign it, and tell me some stories I ought to have in the magazine, but don't.
That's great. Tell me about the guide itself. How can people get it?
Well, just about any place that sells magazines has it, or online.
It's out now, Arthur?
MardiGrasGuide.com.
Okay, MardiGrasGuide.com, and it's out on the shelves. He'll be at Barnes & Noble tomorrow in Metairie from when?
2 to 4, and you should have gotten your copy. I mailed you one time if you didn't get it.
Somebody did you mail it to the office?
I think I did.
The office?
And you're at home in Belchase, right?
Yeah, that's all right. Jordan will hook you up with my address. We'll send it to you. Thank you, Arthur. I appreciate everything,
Thanks.
Man.
Thanks,
good
Tom.
Talking
all
to right. you. Happy Mardi Gras. All right. We're going to take a break, come back, talk about crime with Raphael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. Right now, we pause for WWL First News, and for that, we go to Dave Cohen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.